legal development that you probably have not heard about involving the former President Donald Trump. I don't know what it means, but that's why we bring people to the program that do know what it means. Here's the headline. Judge orders Justice Department to release Trump obstruction memo. A federal judge ordering the release of a legal memorandum the Trump-era Justice Department prepared for then-Attorney General William Barr happened in March of 2019 when they refused to give up this memo. What does it mean? Well, here to talk about that is Judge Paula Patrick, candidate for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, currently sitting on the Philadelphia County Court of Common Pleas, been in that position since 2003. Judge Patrick, thank you for being here.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So sort this out for me. This was done by the Justice Department back, I'm going to assume, this investigation maybe in 2018, because it is March 24, 2019, that the Government Transparency Group requested this document under the Freedom of Information Act and was denied. Fill in the blanks for me, if you could.
Well, anytime someone has a request, Freedom of Information Act request, the court is responsible for making sure that the request is granted, if it's a public request, which it is, and it is something that the Trump administration had participated in, and certainly that information should never have been denied in the beginning, and it should be released. And so now it's since been released, and that information has been made public to everyone to understand what actually is happening.
So here's my concern. This document could have shed light on a lot of what was going on and the accusations in the mainstream media about the former president. It could have shed light on what was actually going on with Bob Mueller and the obstruction of justice efforts. My guess is this document's going to show us that they didn't have much of a case or no case at all. Maybe I'm gleaning too much, but what do you think?
I don't really know what it will show, but the good thing is that it has been released and the information is there for all to see. And so when we were involved in that several years ago with the process, of course, it was a big thing in the media. So it's great to now finally get the documents to really see what actually happened.
So how important is this, you know, beyond just this document? I mean, so many things are obscured, and too many Americans feel that there's two, maybe three different sets of standards when it comes to the legal system. One for the people that are in Washington and wealthy, they get a certain set of rules to follow. Those that are, you know, well off in America in general, they get a certain set of rules to follow. And those that don't have much money or resources to deal with, they get a whole different set of rules. I mean, what this smacks of.
Yes, and it's good that, as I said, that the information is being released, because now we can actually see what really happened. And like you said before, I mean, you know, with all the things that were happening at the time, now we can get a clearer picture of what was going on. I think it's great, because what it will do is that it will really open up the eyes of the public of the things in which the media is saying, right, and the things that actually happened. And so the question is, can you really believe the things that the media continues to put out there, especially if we have a document that shows something contrary?
So, I mean, there is the possibility this document could show that Attorney General Barr had reached a conclusion before Bob Mueller, but Bob Mueller came to a conclusion that there was no evidence that the president had colluded with Russia. There was nothing to the entire investigation. 448 pages of a lot of word salad, but there's not much there. I've looked through the entire thing. You might have looked at it as well. It's created a lot of public confusion. Do you think that Bill Barr will look badly in this? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what's in there. When can we see it? When can we read this?
I don't know when it could be when it will be released. I would say probably in a matter of a few days or so, since the court has allowed it to come forth, unless there's an appeal, which I couldn't imagine, but it could be. But I would say probably within another few days or so, we should be able to access it.
All right, so another few days. And let me ask you this. This comes at a time when you've got an administration now that may not embrace the idea of changing the federal judiciaries, but is at least playing with the idea. not just the Supreme Court, but federal courts of appeals and federal district courts, maybe adding seats all across this country, is being considered by a commission right now. So my question is, how important is it for cases like this to come before the public so they could say, listen, the judiciary is working properly or the judiciary is not working properly, adjustments need to be made or things need to be left alone? I mean, I think these are critical cases for the public to arrive at an educated conclusion. Your thoughts?
Yes, I agree. And the whole court packing scenario or court unpacking, whatever they choose to call it, the fact is only the Congress has the authority to do that, to expand or to shrink any of our federal courts. And it would have to be something that's based upon some what we call reasonable and necessary. There's nothing that they can point to show the necessity of expanding the court or the necessity of reducing the court. The courts are working fine. They're working properly. Just because the court may not have the makeup that you think it should have does not negate the workings of the court. And so, you know, they would have to overcome a very high standard within our Constitution to be able to do that. And I can't see that happening any point in the future at this time because there's nothing that they can point to at all to show that it's reasonable and necessary to expand our courts.
Well, the only thing that I would say that has been discussed that I could see as a possibility, Your Honor, is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is backlogged so far that there could be another circuit created. That's been discussed for the last 10, maybe 15 years. Would you see that another circuit could be warranted in the Western United States?
I don't necessarily see that as a problem in terms of trying to create another circuit to help alleviate the caseload that's currently in the Ninth Circuit. I think they'd have to look more into what's causing the backlog within the Ninth Circuit. Adding more judges may not necessarily be the solution. There could be other factors that are creating the backlog that the court would actually have to look at.
All right.
As well
so,
as Congress.
And real quickly, on your candidacy for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, they do it in Pennsylvania the same way they do it in my state of Michigan. Supreme Court justices are elected. Is that the right way to do it? Should court justices or judges be elected, or should they be appointed by governors or by legislatures? Just your thoughts on how the process works.
Well, in Pennsylvania, of course, judges are elected here, and I believe in the electoral process. I believe that, you know, the citizens should have a say and who governs them. The thing about the appointment process is, you know, it's only a few people, a small group that actually, you know, is in charge of that. And there could be great people who never, ever get noticed or would never have their name submitted. This way, if we are elected, then anyone can put their name on the ballot and the voters can choose. And I do believe in our democracy. I believe in our strong republic, and I do believe in our elections.
And I believe you do a great job of educating the listeners every time you're here. So I'm going to guess you may have taught class once or twice along the way. Judge Paula Patrick, candidate for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, currently on the Philadelphia County Court of Common Pleas. Your Honor, you do a great job, and I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. They can go to votepaulapatrick.com to find out more information about me. Our election is May 18th. Tell everyone about me, votepaulapatrick.com. Thank you.
Well done. We'll be right back.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest-growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town, having your classmates by your side, and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.